So this was, I would recommend to anyone looking at continuing their studies and postgraduate studies to look into not only just the school, but actually look at, definitely look at what the center that they plan to study at offers. Is there an exchange program? I would recommend to anyone to do an exchange program. It's eye-opening. It's really learning experience. It's it teaches you. It's an absolute must, in my opinion. That after having spent most of my life in Toronto, having grown up here, to live, survive, let's say in a foreign city, was absolutely wonderful. It was the beginnings. You know, that sort of it planted the seed of this idea that at some point after graduation, I would like to continue working abroad, and that was really the beginning. Having that experience, living in Europe, traveling, it's again definitely contributed to that decision 2 years down the road to actually move to Europe, to Brussels.
And Pavel, having traveled through most of Europe, what would you say have been some of your most memorable moments?
Professionally or it's...
Both.
Okay. I would say definitely it's the NATO summits that we worked on. So we have Bucharest, Strasbourg, and... Strasbourg and Lisbon, great experiences. Obviously, having that opportunity to not only explore the cities, but also really take part in such an event was an absolute joy and a wonderful experience. And I would say something that I'll never forget. But also, I would say that being based in at first in Brussels, then later on moving to Warsaw to work for the European Commission, it allowed me to, being so central, allowed me to really explore, travel, not only for work, but also, I guess, private, leisure. It was a wonderful opportunity to discover where I come from, where I was born, and not only, and actually discover new places and... And I mean, that's one of the, I would have to say, one of the great sort of values of living, or even the benefits of living in Central Europe or in Brussels, the Benelux, is this opportunity to basically get on a plane and see, be it London, Rome, Oslo, and most of these places as an ATA member and project manager. I did actually get to visit, be it for conferences, lots of opportunities. So that was something that I thoroughly enjoyed. I did. And even in Warsaw as well, once I moved after having left the ETA and started working for the European Commission, also had that opportunity to see more of Poland and Northern and Central Europe. So definitely a great experience for anyone. I do recommend it.
And Pavel, I need to say that I spent a month in Poland with my grandma. And in terms of my background, I also have a Polish background. Both of my parents came from Poland and moved to Burlington, Ontario. I was born in Hamilton, but then moved to Burlington. And I can say that having the opportunity to go back to Europe and spend that month in Poland was just one of the best experiences that I've ever had. I can say that I look forward to traveling more, and I hope to be in Europe very soon.
I mean, having, of course, spent my the last almost a decade living in Brussels and later in Warsaw, I do recommend it. And of course, we don't, for all the listeners, we don't have to sort of, you don't have to limit yourself just to Europe. I mean, obviously, being from Canada, we have people from all over the world. So if you do get a chance to go back to, be it Europe, South America, whatever it is, Asia, do take the opportunity if you do have, be it through studies, an exchange program, or simply an internship of some sort. I definitely recommend it. It is something that I cherish, and I would wholeheartedly recommend to anyone who is looking to develop, to even diversify their CV, resume, right? Just to have experience to show that you're able to adapt to sort of find yourself and adapt in a different culture, different place. Definitely worthwhile. And from a more of a personal perspective, I agree with you. Yes, it's having a Polish background. It was, and of course, I left Poland as a very small child, so my memories of Poland are almost idyllic, just kind of through a sort of fog. So this was an excellent opportunity not only to experience living in my birth country as an adult, but also to sort of to get that, to see how Central Europe has developed, how it's with, of course, accession to first to NATO, then to the EU, how this region has developed, how it's grown, an absolute wonderful opportunity to have that real experience as an adult, to see it firsthand, to experience it, I was there for almost 6 years. Yeah, it was quite a long time, and I do recommend it. So if you get a chance,
absolutely.
Maybe as a IATA president, who
hopefully,
knows,
yeah.
Maybe you get to travel and maybe even work. Who knows?
We'll see.
But definitely take the opportunity if you have the chance at school through your studies. Again, going back to what we just discussed a few minutes ago. If your program, look at programs that offer exchange programs. Look at postgraduate studies that offer opportunities for travel, for research, for, it's worth it. That's one thing. Who knows? Who knows? It may lead to something completely unexpected and completely out of your comfort zone.
Absolutely. Expect the unexpected, right?
Exactly.
Is what they
yeah.
say. And now, Pavel, we're lucky to have you back home here in Toronto. And now...
Glad to be back.
Yes, it's so nice to have you. And again, thank you so much for visiting us here at the NATO Association of Canada and for helping us out with the ATA General Assembly. Pavel, for all of those tuning in, what have you done after leaving the ATA?
Ah, so many things. It goes to show how it is a bit of a cliche, but having a degree in this field, like we discussed, we're not going to go into it again. But I'm sure many listeners studying humanities are thinking, what am I going to do with my degree? It just goes to show that yes, it may seem like it's a degree that allows that you're not really sure what you want to do with it or where it's going to lead. Very often people find themselves kind of lost as to what career path they like to go down. It really does allow you to be very flexible. And like I mentioned, after leaving the ET, actually one of the reasons why I left the that was the reason why I left the ET actually was received an offer from the European Commission in Warsaw. Speaking, of course, being bilingual, it allowed me to function, work, live in the city where I was born for many years. I ended up staying at the Commission, the representation, for just over 2 years. Working as a communications officer, which involved many of the things I did for the ETA, which was project management, various conferences, as a speaker, as an organizer, co-organizer, etc., etc. So, of course, these were topics, obviously, no longer NATO, but still very much international. I dealt with topics such as energy, having a bit of a background from the ETA, Also did some environment, open market conferences. Again, very often my work involves representing the EU at conferences as a speaker. Spoke about many, many topics. Again, that having that background in international relations, history, and European studies allowed me to really be flexible and contribute. I wouldn't say be an expert, would not exaggerate here, but definitely allowed me to be flexible enough to handle topics such as, like I mentioned, the environments or the open markets, energy, etc., etc. So that was something that's continued for about 2 years. And following my time with the Commission, I ended up staying in Europe as a freelance, because a communications consultant. So I did some translation work, content editing, content for websites, that sort of work as a native English speaker living in Warsaw. It was a small business that I ran for about 2 years. And the last 2 years prior to coming back to Canada took me more into the corporate sector. And I did some work for a company that's many travelers would know, Booking.com. So
yes.
I worked for Booking.com for just over a year, as a content. So more writing, more obviously less of that project management, less of that hands-on, but more writing and copy work. So I did that for some time. And the last year, the last year and a half, I spent back in the communications and PR, this time PR field. I worked as a project manager again for a small PR agency based in Warsaw, which represented Lockheed Martin. So I did a full circle and came back to the more defense-oriented sector. Working with Lockheed Martin and obviously they're involved in various procurements throughout Europe. So we represented the company on the Polish market. So that was quite interesting. It was more corporate work in the last couple of years. You could say I've done the public sector. I've done freelance, ran a small company. And I've done corporate work.
You've done everything, Pavel.
Well,
in terms of project management, traveling, and then also having an opportunity to, you know, engage as a speaker, and then on top of that, being involved in content writing, you have many experiences and many skills.